From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. This is Alan Cairns saying hello to you, and once again, welcome to Let the Bible Speak. I hope that the Lord has been blessing to you the series of messages that we have commenced on the general subject of God's holy law, the law in relation to the cross and the Christian. This week we have been looking at why God gave the law, and we'll continue with that, indeed conclude that particular part of the series in today's broadcast. So I trust that you'll stay with us through the rest of this half-hour segment. Do remember our mailing address here at Let the Bible Speak and our toll-free telephone number, and use these to get in touch with us for any of the resources that we have brought your way during these broadcasts. Dr. Ed Panosian's message on Islam, either in cassette or CD, is available, and also our special CD or cassette, which is actually available each month to our Let the Bible Speak listeners free of charge, a sort of a CD or cassette magazine that will be devotional and challenging, a blessing to your heart, where we blend the word and music and trust the Lord uses it to speak to you and encourage you. This is yours, free of charge, as I say, by writing to us or calling us. The mailing address, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. And our toll-free telephone number, 866-877-LTBS. 866-877-5827. And do remember our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com, or more abbreviated, ltbsradio.com. And there you'll find a lot to bless and interest you. Now let's hear a very favorite gospel hymn, How Firm a Foundation, Ye Saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word.
Thank you.
half of all Americans claim that they have had a life-changing spiritual experience. Some 35% of those who make such a claim say that they are not born-again Christians. Obviously, many of the respondents are indeed born-again believers, and we rejoice in the experience that they have had, and continue to have, of the grace of God. But there's plenty in the survey that give us these figures to cause concern. Not all spiritual experience is good. The Bible commands us to try the spirits, because there is such a thing as spurious spiritual experience. Paul warned against those who preach another gospel, another Jesus, and who are empowered by another spirit. There's a common assumption that anything that changes a person, especially if there's a marked improvement in his manner of life or attitude, is bound to be the saving work of God. But that assumption's just plain wrong. While we naturally welcome any change for the better in men's moral and social behavior, we must never forget that change in itself is not salvation. Salvation changes men, but all changed men are not saved men. Many have claimed a dramatic spiritual change, for example, by their conversion to Islam. Many others record how their renewed devotion to the Virgin Mary has changed their lives. Indeed, I remember reading the testimony, as he called it, of a Methodist minister in England who had had the most profound spiritual experience of his life, one that he claimed had utterly changed him. What was this experience? It was his conversion to atheism. So, change in itself is not a proof of saving grace. The truth is that there's only one kind of change that is a real saving experience, and that is what Paul spoke of in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where he said, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." The key phrase here is "in Christ," if any man be in Christ. This denotes a basic change of state before God. By birth we are in Adam, guilty, condemned, and incapable of doing anything to change our state. By His grace, however, God's Holy Spirit regenerates our dead souls, quickens us to faith in Christ, and by faith we are justified. That is, we are pardoned, clothed in the righteousness of Christ, taken out of Adam, and brought into union with Christ. In Adam is the state of nature. In Christ is the state of grace. This is the stage that really matters, for by it alone can we ever go to be with Christ, which is the state of glory. Are you in Christ, a new creature, not only changed, but made anew in union with Christ? Do not rest until you're assured of this genuine, life-changing experience of the grace of God. This week we have been considering the subject of God's purpose in giving the law. Paul asked the question in Galatians 3:19, "Wherefore then serveth the law?" And said there are seven reasons that God gave his law. And today we come to the last of them.
The law would bring us wounded, condemned, to the feet of Jesus. I was speaking to one of our ministers this week. He was talking about a book of poems that he had got recently, written by some of the greatest hymn writers in the Christian church. And one of them was the original version of Augustus Toplady's great hymn, "Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me." When he wrote the words of that hymn, Toplady gave it the title something like this: "The Prayer of the Holiest Saint in the World as He Meets God." Then he wrote, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. That, my friend, that alone is the gospel. The law tells you what you need, and it batters you to the foot of the cross, where you can see Christ has met all its demands. Thank God there is power in His blood to cleanse us from every sin. There is grace in His righteousness to cover us in the sight of a holy God. The law is satisfied. We as believers are justified by Him who fully kept God's law." Why did God give the law? So that you and I would not be foolish, sinful, wicked wretches who would go out to God puffing out our chest in self-righteous pride, saying, "Lord, look what I have done," when what we have done, even at its holiest, is only fit to condemn us to hell. God has given us His law so that, deprived of every hope in ourselves, we would rush to the cross and cry, "Wash me, O Lamb of God, wash me from sin." Then, of course, the final reason that I mention why God gave His law is not only to lead us to Christ for salvation, but to direct saints in Christ in the art of holy living. The preface to the Ten Commandments, and I'll come back to this in future weeks, shows that they were addressed to a people already redeemed. "I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." These are commandments then for a redeemed people. Christians are not under the law as a covenant of life. They are not under the law as a way of salvation. The law has no condemning power over a justified soul, but the law has a commanding power because it is a revelation of the holy will and nature of our God. Paul says, "I delight in the law of God, in the inward man." You know, only a Christian could say that. Not another soul on God's earth delights in the law of God after the inward man, but a man who has been justified freely by God's grace and has been delivered from any hope of depending in his own works. But once you're saved, this is why I said a moment ago, so many people take the words "free from the law, O happy condition," or Paul's words, "you are not under law but under grace." They take them in a way that neither the Scriptures nor the hymn writer ever intended. Why would a Christian want to be free from the commands of God? Why would a Christian want to be free from the constraints of perfect holiness in his life? Paul says, I delight in God's law. In Psalm 119, verses 4 and 5, the psalmist said, Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Then he added this prayer. And I would to God it would be the prayer of all our hearts tonight. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. God has given his law to delight the hearts of his people and direct their steps in holy obedience to him. Here then are some reasons why God gave us his law. And as we've gone through them, as quickly as I can, they let us catch a glimpse of God in all his majesty, of ourselves in all our sin and subsequent danger. They let us catch a glimpse of Christ in all his saving fullness and power, and of the way of salvation in all its simplicity. This nation sorely needs to understand these things. But so do we. Wasn't it Harry Truman who put the notice on his desk, the buck stops here? Well, I think we could just turn that right around tonight and say the buck starts here. It's useless for Christians to talk about what the nation needs and ignore meeting that need in their own lives. Men and women, we need to come to a deep, heartbreaking understanding of the holy law of God in all its biblical exposition. We have seen tonight why God gave it. I trust we'll learn from that, profit from that. And in a nutshell, if you're in this meeting still an unrepentant, self-righteous sinner with a profession of Christianity that lets you go on glibly on your way to hell with an ungodly life, listen, I trust you've learned enough to drive you to the cross. And if you are a Christian, I trust that you'll go out of this place with that prayer of the psalmist, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Just a moment, the meeting will be over. I want us to take just a moment of quietness. When preacher and listener alike can examine his heart before God, and in the light of God's holy law, find out, where do I stand with God? What righteousness do I have to plead before him at the judgment? Am I doomed by my sin to that awful, awful condemnation saying, Lord, Lord, but only to hear, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Men and women, boys and girls, young people starting out in life, think deeply. Turn quickly to Christ. Turn quickly to Christ. You'll find in Him a welcome and a perfect salvation. Christian, go out of this place tonight with a prayer that God will stamp His fear on your heart. By the sight of Christ, that you'll live in holy obedience to Him. If I can help you in the things of God, especially if you're not saved, or if you've only an empty shell of a religion, it's going to leave you forever in God's hell. I plead with you to remain as the others leave. I'd be happy to open the Scriptures with you and point you to Christ. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to every soul. And after the feeble, faltering voice of man is silent, O God, by Thy gracious Holy Spirit, speak on. Lord, we cry to Thee for conviction of sin. We cry that the schoolmaster will drive souls to the cross. O Lord, sea of sinners, O Lord, cleanse and stir up Thy saints. O Lord, visit Thy church. And in this day of such moral and spiritual darkness and confusion, let the light of holy truth shine in this place, from this place, through the nation, to the ends of the earth. Lord, answer prayer. Part us with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear, both now, till Jesus comes or calls. We pray in His name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.